Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're on my newsletter list, the message for this week, I send an intuitive message every week. It was on Use Your Mind Wisely. And one of the messages that came forward as I was preparing that reading was to take your big ideas and break them down into practical steps. And so I wanted to talk about that. A lot of people dream big, and I am a fan of dreaming big. There are two approaches to goals or going forward or allowing your desires to manifest. But for the sake of this conversation, let's just use goals. So you can take the very incremental approach. Maybe I just read in a book, the way he described it was, let's say it's you want to save X number of dollars. Say you want to save $100,000 in the next 2 years. You would figure it out like week by week what you would need to put away, or month by month, and focus on just that little goal, right? And then you move on to the next one, you move on to the next one. And then you can do the big giant goal, which I'm a fan of. I like that approach the most. But here's the asterisk on that approach. You must start convincing yourself of that. So you just have to make your subconscious mind believe that your big goal will happen. And that's just done through repetition. So the same thing, it's $100,000, you would say, you'd stand in the mirror every day and say to yourself, $100,000 will be mine in the next 2 years. I will have $100,000 in my savings account in the next 2 years. And you just keep telling yourself and you keep telling yourself. Both approaches require action. So I want to be clear here. So you can do the incremental where it feels like, oh yeah, I could put away X number of dollars a month. That feels doable. Or you can say, I want it all now, as fast as possible. Well, you've got to then spend a lot of your time reprogramming your subconscious mind. Through affirmation, through repetition, over and 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 over again. I think what happens is people hear, oh, I can have $1 million, or I can move to Tahiti and run a business from my laptop. I think people hear that and they get really excited, and then they maybe visualize it or make a vision board, but then they don't take any actual action like it's going to be their life, right? And so I think they might look at pretty pictures, but that's not taking actual action. I do think it very much helps to have a mental picture, but action is always required. Action in the direction of that desire. And I find that people, when they don't want to take full and complete responsibility for their experience when it comes to big desires, they don't take the action, right? And they don't realize, oh yeah, I have to make this, I have to break this down. Not only am I convincing my mind, but I also have to break this down and take practical steps, right? So if it is $100,000 and you're like, okay, well, now I need to do something differently in my business to be receptive to $100,000, or maybe I need to pursue a raise or another role, another job to be receptive to $100,000. God is amazing. You don't have to do this all by yourself, but you have to get in the game in order for Spirit to help you. And so you can't just stand on the sidelines and wonder, where's my $100,000, God? Right? You take one step. So maybe it's like you create another channel in your life for that money to flow in. Maybe you take a second job. Money is not just flowing through that job. Money can start flowing from everywhere. But that step of taking that second job to open a channel opens a channel all around you from places you could have never even considered. But you won't know that until you do it, right? If you know, I always say to you, God's not going to knock on the door and hand you a big bag of cash. or whatever it is that you want, that hot husband that's like amazing and metaphysical and gorgeous and great at everything. That, you know, you gotta take some steps, and it's not a lot of steps. Like, say it's the husband, you just gotta get out there and start dating and be really clear about what you want, and don't date people that are not in alignment with what you want. You know, that's it. Show up as your best self and be honest and in your truth and express yourself and be clear about what your intentions are. That's it. We don't really have to become some different version of ourselves, but we do become a different version of ourselves when we click into that. So it's not as hard as you think, but it requires more effort than you think. I've said that to you before. So allow yourself to have what you want. Allow yourself to have what you want. Big desires are always possible. You'll do it through repetition, and you'll do it by taking action. Same thing goes with smaller goals as well. But if you already believe in that smaller goal, you can wrap your head around that. You may not have to do as much of the repetition, right? You just got to do the work, friends. I can't say that to you enough. But it's not that hard once you're in motion. And if you start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, it's going to feel really difficult. So just stay in motion. Stay in motion. And you can feel it. You can feel the flow in your body. If you are a person who feels energy, you can feel the flow in your body. And you can also feel when that flow is not happening. And instead of blaming the world or making yourself wrong, just get back into the flow by taking steps towards the truest desire of your heart, or whatever it is that you said you wanted, or whatever the goal was. Then you can get back into flow. So you don't need to overwhelm yourself with your big dreams, your visionary dreams. I think using your mind wisely would be asking yourself, what are some practical steps towards this goal? And take that step, and take that step, and take that step. And then you'll start to see spirit show up, and it gets really fun. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Big dreams can happen. Big dreams will happen. You must want them, declare it, do the work to believe it, take action, be receptive to it. You can set smaller goals that you already believe could happen. It could be, you know, you break it down like, okay, I'm putting $100 away every month. I can do that. That's not going to take you as much to believe in, right? So you may not have to do the repetition. Doesn't matter. Whatever feels most comfortable and right and true to you, do that. I have a client who is amazing at setting incremental goals. So she doesn't really love affirmations. she likes close to her chest. She likes to already pretty close to believe it, right? And then put a plan in place that she executes, and she gets what she wants all the time. The same occurs for people with big goals. It's just you have to do that step of convincing your subconscious mind if it's bigger than where you are right now. So all is possible. I just gave you the process. Use your mind wisely. You are worthy and deserving and more than enough. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Anything you want to work on, anything you want to create in your life, I can support you. Take a look at that massive result intuitive coaching package. And the 2023 intuitive reading is open as well. My spirit guides are saying, tell them what that is. So, because I assume that you already know, because I've been doing it for nearly a decade, these readings. It's a yearly reading I read for you. I used to write them and pull cards for each month, and now I do a recording. And so I'll pull cards for you. It's very live recording I tune into the energy of your requests, what you said you want to do in the next year, what your concerns are, and then I start reading energy, and I hit record, and I start telling you everything that's coming up. I pull cards for you for every 2 cards per month. I also look at your numerology. I tell you what the universal numerology is and how it can support you. I look at what you say your goals and desires are and your questions and your concerns, and offer you guidance and support to help you have the best year you can possibly have. It's a great personal development tool, spiritual tool that you can use all year. I have found that people repeatedly tell me, I listen to it again. So it's a great service. It's $144. Your recording will, generally the readings are about 45 minutes to 60, 70 minutes. So it's all you. I'm just tuned in to all things you in that time frame. And I love offering it. I've been doing it for a long time, and it's evolved, and it's always so great to do them this time of the year. I'm actually doing them a month early because I'm moving. So sign up now. So you'll get it before December 1st on our before December 1st, and you can start making your plans for the new year. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.